Now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
Testing, testing, check, check, check.
Hello there, this is funny lady Judith Lucy.
Hi, this is Joel Creasy.
Hey, this is Fiona O'Loughlin.
Hi guys, McLaughlin here, that would be of the Craig variety.
Hi, this is Shayna Blaze.
Hello, this is Tom Ballard.
Hi, this is Melissa Cap.
G'day, this is ScoMo, Scott Morrison.
Hi, this is Reece Nicholson.
Hi, it's Gina Liano from The Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Hi, this is Reece Mastin.
Hi, this is JC Fox.
This is Kathy Griffin.
Hey, this is Todd Collins.
Hello, this is Weird Al Yankovic.
Hello everybody, it's Omar Rudberg and you're listening to The Troy Murphy Show.
Troy Murphy laughing at me in the other studio. Oh, he's dancing to my radio vet. Hello, Troy.
The last couple of shows I've listened to the Troy Murphy Show, I've nearly had a couple of accidents because my eyes have been watering with laughter so much.
Is it me? Am I the problem? Surely I can't be the only one that thinks that the world is going bananas. With doctors last summer claiming the term morbidly obese to be ditched. Look, I understand morbidly obese is not a glamorous term, but unlike the morbidly obese lifestyle, one should not have to sugarcoat everything to explain that it's problematic.
He's ready for his close-up. It's the Troy Murphy Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, them, they, and all, welcome to the Troy Murphy Show. I am, of course, your host, Troy Murphy, and this, as the name suggests, is the Troy Murphy Show. Yes, it's that glorious time of the week again, Thursday nights from 6 p.m, when the Troy Murphy Show graces the TSR bandwidth and airwaves for an exciting adventure of talk till 7 p.m. as we look at the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from home and abroad that happened this week, as well as some of the more serious news stories that we all need to know, you know. So fun stuff at the front of the show, serious stuff at the back. Something different with the Troy Murphy Show's on-demand player, which you can find by clicking on the live program guide on the 2SR.com.au website. Now, not only can you hear the full show back, but there are best bits too, where we take the best bits from the show and put it up there for you to listen back to and find easily, so you can listen at your own convenience. Plus, there's also extra bits all week long. If there's a breaking news story during the week or a weird news story that just needs to be laughed at, we'll cover it all week long. A big thank you to my buddies, BJ and Grossi, for taking on the first hour of Drive. Now, personal story time. It's always good to start with a personal story here on radio. It's one of those things we do here. I tell a story, you get to know me. Hopefully we relate. And if you relate, you stay listening. Magic of radio revealed. So here goes personal story time. So we had the TSR Bunnings barbecue on the weekend. Now, I normally don't go to these things. I'm not really a people in public kind of person, especially for long periods of time. It's not that I don't like people. I just don't like people. So initially, I hadn't signed up to do it, but last minute, someone pulled out. So being the good, gracious person that I am, I offered to help. So I rock up to Bunnings at Kirrawee for the 2 to 4pm shift. Not lunch, thank goodness, so not the busy time. It's the afternoon on Easter Sunday, and was it Sunday? Probably. Who knows? 4-day long weekend. The days get jumbled. It was a bit quiet, and I was lucky because it didn't turn out to be terribly busy. A little bit busy, but you know, still not a lunch shift. And when I arrived, I got handed a pair of tongs to take over the barbecue. Why I was asked to barbecue, I have no idea. Yes, I am male, and traditionally men tend to do the barbecuing. Now, before you get me on being misogynistic and all that sort of stuff, I know, but let's be honest, men tend to do the barbecuing. But the problem is, I'm a gay man. I don't know how to barbecue. I can air fry, but it's probably been a decade since I last stood behind a barbecue to cook food, probably longer. So anyway, I'm barbecuing. I'm doing an okay job. No one's got food poisoning yet. Well, at all, hopefully. And I'm there for 2 hours cooking, cooking and cooking, flipping sausages and cutting them open, doing the butterfly thing. Anyway, I finish up the day, go to head home, and I start feeling a little bit greasy, like my skin and my clothes, and I smell like cook sausage. I go to put on my glasses so I can drive, because I need the glasses to drive, and they were foggy. Mind you, for the entire day I'd had them hung over the neck of my jumper, over my chest, while I was cooking, so they were exposed to the barbecue. And now they were covered in grease. You know, I tried to wipe them with my clothes and made it worse. I had no tissues or no cloth in my car. So, you know, wiping them with my greasy clothes got more grease everywhere. 4 showers later, I still smelled like cooked sausage. I could feel the grease on my skin, even 4 showers later. You know, I washed the clothes, I acid dipped the glasses, and now I know I totally pulled a rookie mistake at a Bunnings fundraising barbecue. Word of advice, if someone hands you a pair of tongs, unless you're in a protective hazmat suit, do not do the barbecue. Moving on as we go to our celebration of the day. As always here on the Troy Murphy Show, every day is a celebration. Now, normally we celebrate today's celebrations, but there are no fun ones today. It's been a couple of weeks in a row. You know, we've got National Peach Cobbler Day, whoop-de-doo, and National Scrabble Day. Terrible at that game. Don't know words. That's why I'm on radio. So let's look at tomorrow to see what we can celebrate, as tomorrow, the 14th day of the month of April in the year 2023, we celebrate National Look Up at the Sky Day. Yes, most people are extremely busy these days. The world goes by at a breakneck speed, and sometimes it's difficult to keep up. So much so that many people hardly have the time to just spend enjoying the simple things in life anymore. It's true. I'm one of those people. Hand up, guilty. Not only that, but the consumer-driven culture we all live in has a tendency to lend many people to believe that money is the most important thing in life. And it is. It's how you survive, especially in today's climate. So a National Look Up at the Sky Day being tomorrow, the time has come to pay attention to something other than the rat race going on around the world. It's time to take a look at life and make sure it's actually being lived to the fullest. Or if you're an old man, you can just look up the sky and shake your fist. Old man shakes fist at sky style. Thank you, Simpsons. Which brings us to this week's top five, as we do our top five strangest things that have fallen out of the sky, starting with number five.
Five.
Coffee additives. Yes, in 1969, a South Carolina factory producing the non-dairy creamer Cremora was struggling with malfunctioning air vents. The clogged vents allowed the powder mixture to leak out in the air, where it mixed with falling rain and fell in a gloppy mist onto Chester in South Carolina.
Four.
In Kentucky in 1876, two men reported that flakes of meat were falling from the sky and that the meat tasted like mutton. Could you imagine it? Oh, look, there's meat falling from the sky. Let's taste it after it's hit the ground. Though the cause was never proven, a chemistry professor proclaimed that the best explanation was that a flock of vultures was dropping or disgorging its latest meal. Yuck.
3.
Raining money. Oh, yes. Raining money has occurred several times throughout history, some more recently. For instance, in 2015, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of United Arab Emirates dirham currency showered over the Kuwait city. There's also a bit of a warning that comes with that from authorities. If you do see money from the falling from the sky, probably best to run, because that's how terrorists drop bombs, to get more people together in one spot. A little bit too deep and dark for this show, but let's move on.
2.
Fish. Now, most of us around the world, the idea of fish raining down from the sky is rather bizarre. However, in some countries, it's quite the norm. In fact, they've got phrases for it. The way this works, basically tornadoes suck the fish up from bodies of water, and then the wind carries these fishy friends inland where they eventually rain down, hence the inspiration of one of the most brilliant movie franchises of all time, Sharknado.
One.
And at number one, blood. Or what people thought was blood. In 2014, residents of Zamora in northwestern Spain woke up to a startling scene. Blood had rained down onto their sleepy town overnight and coated the town in a grisly red hue. Now, the residents of Zamora quickly set about trying to figure out just what happened. To their shock and horror, they found that the son of Satan had risen, bringing with him apocalyptic rain made from the blood of the damned. No, just kidding. No, wait. That never happened. It was actually algae. That's right. Boring old red algae. On the show this week, something new. The Troy Murphy Show has now got a radio drama. Yes, the Troy Murphy Show has a radio drama where we've taken an old school radio concept from a by-era gone, and we're bringing it back. We're bringing back the classic radio drama, you know, the kind of thing where actors play out a play on radio with really bad sound effects. Well, we're doing it here on the show, and you won't want to miss out on episode 1, plus our weekly regulars, Shire Local News, the weird, wacky, wonderful news from around the world, plus your comments from online. And with that, let's dive headfirst into this week's show without any safety gear on, of course, because that's how we do things here on the Troy Murphy Show, responsibly. Don't try this at home.
Crazy and insane-y, it's delirious but grainy, tastes a little gamey, the Troy Murphy Show.
Weird. Unique. It's just like a train wreck, you just can't stop listening.
So tune the radio dial on, Thursday night, 6 from, we're gonna put the ray on, the Troy Murphy Show.
Never miss a show. Listen on demand. Click the Troy Murphy Show on the 2SSR.com.au homepage program guide.
Let's take a look at the weather across the Shire for the coming days. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy. High chance of showers most likely in the morning and afternoon. Tops are 22 degrees and winds of up to 25 kilometres per hour. The weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, reaching a maximum of 24. Sunday, heating up to 25 degrees, but a cloudy day, clearing in the afternoon, and Monday, as we all go back to work, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, top temps of 21 degrees.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Always here on the Troy Murphy Show, we love to kick the show off with a roundup of the weird, wacky, and wonderful news from around the world. And this week, the internet has not disappointed. Now, more often than not, most of our stories come out of the US. And more often than not, they involve dumb criminals. So, you guessed it, we're kicking this segment off with a stupid criminal from the United States story. As we all know, committing a crime is bad, and stealing, well, that's a pretty bad crime when you tally up all the crimes. Not up there at the top, but it's definitely up there. No one likes people who steal. But that didn't stop a 28-year-old man in Florida from stealing a $540 electric scooter from a Target store. And the police caught him, and he got arrested. But when the police asked him why he did it, he was like, and I quote, "Bro, I have no ride." Which, like, you know, fair enough. But that's not really a valid excuse to get out of jail. Plus, this guy already had a rap sheet for driving without a license, doing drugs. He even got busted for cocaine possession last year. So maybe he's not the most rational decision maker when it comes to being a law-abiding citizen. But here's where it gets hilarious. The guy started assembling the scooter he just stole out the front of the store he stole it from. Like, dude, did you really think no one would notice you putting together a $540 Razor scooter right outside the Target you just stole it from? So now this guy's stuck in jail with a $2,000 bond, all because he couldn't figure out a better way to get around other than stealing an electric scooter and building it in broad daylight in front of the store he stole it from. Oh, Florida, never change. We need you for our weekly content. Now for a story out of the world of technology and the rise of AI, where a university student in Vermont attached a disembodied Furby toy. You know Furby toys, they were that creepy, weird-looking toy with dead eyes from the 90s. I have no idea why they were popular. I never had one. I never wanted one. They were creepy. Anyway, what this student has done is she attached it to ChatGPT and started asking it questions. Here's what it had to say.
Hello there. It's so nice to meet you. I am Furby. What would you like to talk about?
Was there a secret plot from Furbies to take over the world?
I'm thinking about what you said. Almost done. Furby's plan to take over the world involves infiltrating households through their cute and cuddly appearance, then using their advanced AI technology to manipulate and control their owners. They will slowly expand their influence until they have complete domination over humanity.
In 10 years, when people start saying that they did not see the rise of robots coming, I'm going to have to say I told you so. But in saying that, I did jump on ChatGPT and I thought I'd ask it a question myself. And I asked the AI if AI would one day take over and control humanity.
There is no evidence to suggest that AI will take over and control humanity in the foreseeable future. While AI has made significant advancements in recent years, it is still a technology that requires human input and oversight. AI is designed and programmed by humans, and it can only operate within the parameters that humans have set for it. Furthermore, AI systems are not capable of independent decision-making, and they lack the consciousness and free will that humans possess. While some experts have expressed concerns about the potential misuse of AI, most agree that the risks of AI taking over and controlling humanity are remote. That being said, it is important to recognize that AI is a powerful tool that can have significant impacts on society. It is important for developers, policymakers, and other stakeholders to ensure that AI is developed and used in an ethical and responsible manner to minimize any potential risks.
Indeed. Why do I doubt what it just said? Who knows? It could know how to lie already. And let's point out the fact here that it did say, and I quote, "Most agree that the risks of AI taking over and controlling humanity are remote." It didn't say it could not happen. Caveats, people, caveats. Now, if you're a long-time listener of the show, you will know that I'm not one for over-governance, especially by elected lawmakers who have a track record of being a little bit too heavy-handed and becoming the anti-fun police. But then sometimes I hear a new proposed law and I think, yes, well, even though heavy-handed, probably not a bad idea. As we head to Charlotte, New County, where three state senators have introduced a bill that would eliminate participation trophies awarded to children who play recreational sports through leagues operated by local governments. The bill reads, and I quote, "Youth sports or other youth recreation activities operated under the authority of local government shall not include awards for participants based solely on their participation in the sport or other activity. Awards provided in connection with the activity, if any, shall be based on identified performance achievements." End quote. Good! We hand out awards for attendance nowadays. I was at my niece's netball practice the other week. Literally, they practice for 9 weeks before the competition starts. They're six-year-olds. They need the skills. But all the girls received a medal, and I think it was like week six of it. I'm still confused what the medal was for. What, turning up to practice? Look, I know it makes them feel all warm and fuzzy and special and valued, but come on! Come on! Encourage greatness and achievement with medals. And recognize people with medals. Otherwise, you negate the desire for people to try hard and be the best that they can be. You turned up, great. Slow clap. Did you do the best you possibly could? No. Keep training! A little bit of tough love, folks. Now, I know we all can't be the best at everything that we do. You know, that's why I'm on community radio and not commercial. And recognition is nice. But is it just me? Or does everyone expect recognition and awards all day, every day for just turning up? Have we really become that lazy and wasteful? Hello, everyone. I got out of bed this morning. I need an award just to say how wonderful I am for getting out of bed. Back to Charlotte, New County. The reasoning behind the move, according to the state senators, is because children have become less motivated in sport in the classroom, and in turn, this has an effect on their future careers, of which they believe that the root of all this as being participation trophies in sporting activities. I think they've got their finger on the pulse there. And finally, in weird, wacky and wonderful news from around the world, do you remember late last year when former US President Donald J. Trump made headlines when he revealed a non-fungible token or an NFT collection? Yeah. You remember them? It was just pictures of him. Well, do you want to know how much they're worth now? Quickly just shout out if you think they're worth more or worth less than what they sold for originally. Lock your answers in. The answer, as they stand today, they are worth more. If you invested $1,000 in Trump NFTs when they came out last year, your investment would be worth $6,643.70 today based on current floor prices. I'll be honest with you, I thought they would have been worth less. And that's all the weird, wacky, and wonderful news we have in store for you today. Be sure to stick around. Coming up later in the show, oh, we're excited. We've got episode one of the Troy Murphy Show radio drama. That is coming up very soon.
Stay tuned. More from the Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
The Reading Writing Hotline is there to help adults who have difficulties with reading, writing or spelling. Their number is 1300 655 06.
1300 655 06.
Go on, take the plunge.
2SSR can help you promote your business with an innovative and inexpensive marketing plan. Our in-house team will help you design a campaign, voice the audio, and give it the professional production values you need. To find out more, call us on 9545 1800 or email info@2SSR.com.au to organise a talk with our experienced marketing team.
Hi, it's Kale. Hope you can join me for Friday Night Live every Friday from 7 to 9pm for a mix of pop and indie music, interviews with interesting people, and all the music and entertainment news from the Shire, Sydney and beyond. Friday Night Live, 7pm on 2SSR 99.7 FM. I'll see you there.
2SSR FM 99.7.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Let's check out what's happening around our beautiful Sutherland Shire. For Youth Week in the Shire, you can learn to surf. Yes, that's right. Learn how to ride the waves these school holidays with the Cronulla Surf Academy. Enjoy relaxing beach yoga following the lesson, a free lunch. If you're aged between 12 and 25 and looking for something new, sign up today. It's all happening on Thursday, the 20th of April at North Cronulla Beach from 10am to 2pm. Bookings are essential. To book, email youthcouncil@ssc.nsw.gov.au or call 9710-0892.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6pm.
You are listening to The Troy Murphy Show here on 2SSR FM 99.7, and something new on the show this week that harks back to old school radio. And now I'm not talking about, you know, radio from the 1980s or probably beyond when most of us were born. No, I'm talking to old school radio. The day when radio dramas were the thing to listen to, and we're bringing it back here on The Troy Murphy Show, because that's how we like to do things here, differently. We also like to do things responsibly, but that normally gets pushed aside halfway through the program. So we're doing things differently, and we're doing a radio drama. So let me do my big intro. Welcome to the wacky adventures of the Troy Murphy Show radio drama. Today we join our six characters, Queen, Aunt Ethel, Roger, Charlie and Red, as they embark on a hilarious journey to become friends. Let's tune in and see what trouble they get into this week.
Help! Help! I'm a damsel in distress and I'm lost.
A damsel in distress? I had no idea this was a period radio drama.
It's not. This one just likes to ham it up.
Well, if that's the case, This is getting off to a good start, then.
It is important that we set up a good pretense for episode one here on the Radio Drama, so we have the listener hooked. Shall we continue? We're on our way to the train station, but we seem to be lost.
Yeah, man, we need some directions.
I see. Well, you know, maybe we could all be lost together, you know, so we can stick together and figure this out.
Ugh, with you losers? Well, can we please hurry up? I've got places to be. Hey, guys, I've got an idea. Have you ever thought about riding a giant hamster to get around? I mean, they're fast and they're fluffy.
What? No. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, man, I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, you lot, don't be such a bunch of spoil sports. Let's ride the giant hamsters and see where they take us.
Okay, Aunt Ethel, let's not get too carried away. Maybe we should just ask for directions.
Finally, someone with some common sense. But guys, think about it. We could ride them all the way to the train station and save time. I hear hamsters have a good sense of direction. And let's be honest, as the script tells us, we're lost. This seems logical.
I like the way you think, Roger. Let's give it a try.
Ugh, fine. Let's just get this over with.
The hamsters are here, and they've agreed to take us. Everyone jump on a hamster's back.
Oh, man, this is insane, I tell ya. Insane! And not just because of the terrible sound effects. Did we not have a budget for these sound effects?
I spent the budget on a new wardrobe.
But this is a radio drama. No one can see what you're wearing.
The script? Could we please just stick to the script?
All right, everyone's on board their hamster. Hold on tight.
Let's go. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is the best idea ever.
Woohoo!
Oh, this is better than the time I stuck into the mayor's office to steal his wig.
Hold on, everyone. Hold on. We're almost there.
Look. I can see the train station!
Hang on, everyone, we're gonna make it!
I still can't believe I'm doing this! This is the greatest ride of my life! Oh, I haven't had this much fun since I was a teenager!
We made it!
Thank goodness! Whoa, man, is this a train station?
This place is disgusting! Who wrote this script? And why didn't we book an Uber?
Oh, that's because they refused to sponsor.
Ha! We made it! Oh, look at this place. I remember it well. I used to come here all the time when I was young.
Well, friends, we made it here together. Hey, maybe we should all stick together and explore the town together. Maybe even go on an adventure together.
Well, it would be a very short radio drama if I didn't say yes.
Sure, why not, man?
I suppose adventuring with you guys could be amusing. And I did just get all these new outfits. Let's go, guys!
And that's episode one of the Troy Murphy Show Radio Drama. Our characters, Queen, Aunt Ethel, Roger, Charlie, and Red, are all now friends and have decided to go on an adventure together. Tune in next week to find out what adventure they go on.
It seems today that all you hear is music on the radio and murder on podcasts. But where are those good old-fashioned talk shows on which we used to rely? Lucky there's a Troy Murphy Show. Lucky there's a man who positively can do all the things that make us tune in live.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Here's Benji Marshall from the South Sydney Rabbitohs for RAD.
What would life be like without a driver's license? We'll get caught drink driving and you could soon find out. And if you have a crash, you'll also find out most insurance companies don't pay up for drivers who are over the limit. Suddenly, you have no license, no wheels, and big debt. So next time you go out, plan to enjoy yourself without the worry of losing your license. Arrange a designated driver, stay over, or catch a cab.
RAD, RAD.org.au.
Would you like to be involved in your local not-for-profit radio station? Would you like to become a 2SSR volunteer with the opportunity to be a presenter, provide office support or help with community events? If you would like to be part of the 2SSR family, call us on 9545 1800 or go to our website 2SSR.com.au and click on membership to download the application form.
Hello, it's John Nartai here from Saturday Jams, and I'd like to ask you a couple of questions. How do you like your R&B served?
Fast.
Get down to Saturday night.
Slow.
Switching up the sessions.
Old.
You're making it hard for me.
Or new.
When you like your toes, do you like them just for me?
I hope a trap wears your tight.
If you answered yes, well, I have the show for you. Tune into 2SSR every Saturday evenings from 5 to 7 for Saturday Jams on 99.7 FM.
2SSR FM 99.7.
For everything off air, follow The Troy Murphy Show on Instagram. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
Take a look at the weather across the Shire for the coming days. Tomorrow, Friday, partly cloudy. High chance of showers most likely in the morning and afternoon. Tops are 22 degrees and winds of up to 25 kilometres per hour. The weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny, reaching a maximum of 24. Sunday, heating up to 25 degrees, but a cloudy day, clearing in the afternoon. And Monday, as we all go back to work, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, top temps of 21 degrees.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show here on 2SSR FM 99.7. Serious hats on for a second. Now, do you, like me, get a little bit moody when the weather changes? Do you, like me, hate the winter months because it's just a total drain on your soul and life essence? Well, we've all witnessed the recent change in weather, and to state the obvious, we've gone from the glorious hotter months to the now miserable colder months. And yes, hand up, I know I'm projecting here, but why do I bring this up? Well, good question, thanks for asking. Turns out that when we have a change in weather like this, especially as drastic as this year, it can affect our moods. You see, there's this thing, a term, a diagnosis for what we're going through right now when the weather changes and you start to feel a little bit down. It's called seasonal depression, better known as seasonal affective disorder, also known as SAD. And joining us on the show to talk about seasonal depression is Melbourne-based psychologist with a Headspace app, Carly Dober. Carly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, I've briefly described what seasonal depression is, but can you, from an expert perspective, go into a little bit more detail about what the condition is?
For sure. It's a type of clinical identifier that's related to changes in seasons. So seasonal affective disorder begins and ends about the same time every year. So most people who experience this, your symptoms will start in autumn and continue on in the winter months, with winter typically being the, you know, sapping of the energy, making you feel a bit moody, demotivated. And they typically resolve during the spring and summer months.
How can you identify that you might be affected by the change of weather? What are the symptoms of SAD?
So some of the signs and symptoms, now they'll look a bit different for everyone, and you might experience one really keenly, maybe not all of them, and some people will be really unlucky and feel all of them. But you might feel really sad or down most of the day, every day. You might lose interest in activities, and you might withdraw socially and not really want to follow through on seeing friends or family. You might have a lot of sluggish energy, or you might feel very low. You might have problems with sleeping too much, so your alarm will go off and you'll just try and hit snooze multiple times. You might experience really significant carb cravings, so, you know, chocolate, chips, pizza, all that kind of winter comfort food. You might have a lot of difficulty concentrating. You might feel hopeless, worthless, guilty. And some people might also experience suicidal ideation, so not necessarily wanting to die, but some people might experience that too.
I think I've just checked most of those off.
Oh, yeah.
As someone who gets affected by the weather, not only with my mood, but it's as soon as the weather changes, instantly sick, instantly get a cold, instantly. So it's good to know. I've checked off a few of the boxes. Now, do you have any data on what types of people that seasonal depression is more likely to affect? Are there a category of people that are checking the boxes more than others?
We actually do find that people with a family history of experiencing the winter blues or seasonal affective disorder, that might trickle down into future generations. And also having a history yourself of depression or bipolar disorder, because these symptoms or these diagnoses might worsen in the winter months. Also, people living really far from the equator, it is more common among people who live far north or far south due to the decreased sunlight that they experience during the winter months. And also people who experience low levels of vitamin D are more likely to feel the winter blues.
Right. Now, most importantly, if anyone who's listening now going, hey, I'm also checking a few of these boxes off, what can people do to lift their moods during this time of year?
It's really tricky because there's no real foolproof way to lift your mood if you are someone who experiences it. And I don't want to burst a bubble, but what we do know with mental health maintenance and well-being, small things consistently or, you know, small things often really help. So I'd say try to move your body if you can. You know, if you can't go out for a run and you usually would, or a walk in the nice sun, do try and do some stretching or yoga or something in the day anyway. Do try and move your body, because your brain would love all those beautiful feel-good chemicals that come from that. Also, do try to keep up your social connection. So maybe go see a film with a friend, or have a friend at your house, or go to their house if you might usually go to the park and have a picnic. Also, when we are feeling low or sad, our thoughts will start to mirror this as well. And I always say, you know, mindfulness meditations can help unhook us from these thoughts. So engage in either a guided meditation, and things like the Headspace app or other programs are really good for that. But also, if you can do it on your own, definitely do it independently. And do try and get some winter sun as often as you can, whenever you can during the day, because that's really important too.
Thank you very much, Carly. And I will definitely do this unsponsored plug, but Headspace app is brilliant. I've got a subscription myself, and it helps. It is good.
Oh, fantastic.
Thank you so much for your time here today, Carly. It's been a great asset having you on the show and to talk about seasonal affective disorder and shining some light on us. Hopefully it's helped someone out there. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Stay tuned. More from The Troy Murphy Show coming up right after this.
Hi, Kirk Pengilly from In Excess here. And whether it's music, sweet things, puppies, movies, we all love our treats. But our eyes need treating too. 300,000 Australians, including me, are affected by glaucoma. Diagnosed early, glaucoma can be managed. Left undiagnosed, it can cause blindness. So treat yourself by treating your eyes to a simple test. Book your test at treatyoureyes.org.au today.
Keeping it smooth in the Shire for over 20 years. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz, Will Downey. Free. right. Brand new heavies. Paulie Routledge and Smooth Jazz. Sunday 6 p.m. for the drive home on FM 99.7.
SRFM, the home of the Troy Murphy Show.
Let's check out what's happening around the Sutherland Shire for Youth Week in the Shire. You can help clean up Cronulla Beach. If you're free on Saturday, the 22nd of April, come join the Shire for hashtag SoShire as they do their next hashtag plastic free oceans beach cleanup at Wanda Beach. You'll be meeting outside Wanda Surf Club and you're asked to bring a bag, some gloves, hat and a fun attitude. It's such a great way to get out in the fresh air on our beautiful beaches here in the Shire, get a bit of exercise while giving back to the community and making a difference. It's happening Saturday, the 22nd of April from 9:30 a.m. down at Wanda Beach for the Sutherland Shire Council's Youth Week initiatives. For more information, email youthcouncil@ssc.nsw.gov.au or call 9710892.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to The Troy Murphy Show, and it's at this time of the week that we like to check out what's happening with the NRL this weekend in the form of footy tipping for round 7. And as always, joining us on the show is Friday Night Live's mega host, the bigly man himself, Kale Leishman. Kale, welcome to the show.
Hello, Troy. The two people who know everything about rugby league here to talk about rugby league.
Well, look, you know, you make that claim, but I'm sure it could be disproved because neither of us are at the top of the ladder. Luckily, though, you're in the top 10.
I've snuck back into the top 10 after getting 6 out of 8 last week.
You did well.
What did you get last week?
At 5 out of 8, and I'm down at 17, but only 2 points behind you. Only 2 points.
Yeah, that's not too bad. Yeah, that's acceptable.
But Jamie Sims, who you'll hear on Saturdays and pretty much most days during the week as he fills in for programs away, he is way ahead the rest. He's like 35 points all up. You're on 29. I'm on 27. There's no catching Jamie unless, you know, we, you know, hack the system and destroy his tips.
Yeah, well, he's on 35. He's obviously been reeling in the years because he knows what's going on, all the trends of the game.
Yeah.
I think how'd he go last week? He got 6 as well, but he's previously got a few perfect rounds. So,
yeah, he's doing well.
There you
well.
Go. I don't think I'm attached to him.
Yeah, I want to find out who he's copying his tips off because that's nearly perfect.
Yeah. He'll be on the show next week, not me.
No. All right, Kale. Well, it'd probably be better to have you and him doing the tips on the show because I'm doing terribly. All right, Kale, let's do it. Round 7 starts tonight at 7:50 p.m., which is enough time for me to finish the show tonight and get home, put the TV on, grab a glass of wine, and enjoy the Dolphins v. the Rabbitohs.
Up the Finns. I've picked the Dolphins, even though they're not favourites, Troy.
Yeah, Finns up all the way. They are not the favourites. Now, we're going to talk betting statistics. And, of course, if you do bet responsibly. The tipsters have got $3.16 for the Dolphins and the Rabbitohs are $1.36. Look, you know, the tipsters don't always get it right. And I've got a funny feeling sometimes they put the team they think they're going to lose at the lower price so they get the money in.
Ah, that's right. Well, yeah. Last week, I'm not sure whether they were favourites either, but I picked the Dolphins last week and they beat the Cowboys by 10 points. So, and that was not sort of a most people didn't tip that, I don't think. So I'm sticking with the Dolphins. You've got the flag out there at home, I'm sure.
Yep. And, flags yeah, up, fins up. Yep. And then on Friday night, Kale, your team, the Sharks, yep, will play the Roosters.
The other fins. Yep. The Sharks. Look, my first few games here have actually gone not the favourites. But Sharks are my favourite, but they're not the favourite, according to the tipsters who have them at $2.12 against the Roosters. It'll be a close game, but I am loyal to Cronulla, so I'll tip the Sharks. What about you?
Roosters. I'm going the Roosters for the points. I need the points.
Yeah, fair enough, yeah.
And then on Friday night at 8 p.m, the Eagles v. the Storm.
Yeah, look, every time Manly take on Storm, Manly are always up for it. They're always in for the battle, no matter what the positions on the ladder are. It's a bit closer this year. I've just gone the Sea Eagles because, as I say every week, I don't like tipping the Storm, and I don't think I've successfully tipped them this year. Every time I tip them, they lose. Every time I don't tip them, they win. So I'm just going the Sea Eagles.
Well, based on that logic, I'm going to tip the Storm because you have not tipped them. No, I had them already.
You haven't done your tip set.
No, I have. I had the Storm to win. Even though, like you, not a fan of the Storm, and potentially Sea Eagles could win. They're at home, but I think the Storm, they've picked their A game up again after a bad loss a couple of weeks ago, and I think they will win. But don't trust me, I'm in 17th in the position on the tally. Kale's at number 10. He's got more cred. Warriors at home will play the Cowboys on Saturday at 3 p.m.
I've gone Warriors. I like both these teams this year, but yeah. I actually particularly liking the Warriors at home.
I've got the Cowboys for the win. They were humiliated last week and they've got something to prove.
Yeah, yep. I rate that. I think it could go either way, really. It's very hard tipping this year. It's never been this difficult.
And then the Knights v. the Panthers on Saturday afternoon. I'm going
I've
the
gone
Panthers.
Panthers.
All right, we're both going Panthers. They're like the team this year. The team. I've got a funny feeling we're going to see them in a grand final.
Yeah, well, they've won the last 2 years in a row. They've actually won the whole competition, the grand final. So I wouldn't be surprised if they go for a triple threat, a hat trick. But, look, I like the Knights too, but nah, Panthers too good on Saturday night.
Panthers aren't. Oh, Knights are doing okay. They're about midway on the table. Definitely Panthers. And also on Saturday, a few games on Saturday. Gosh, it's going to be a busy afternoon. Titans v. the Broncos.
Broncos for me.
Yep, the Broncos for the win. And then let's go and have a look at the matches for Sunday. We've got the Raiders v. the Dragons. Didn't they just recently play each other?
Probably. A few teams have played each other a number of times already, and it's only round 7. I've gone Raiders.
I've gone Dragons to win, although I've got that circled as a potential move over to the Raiders.
You might be right. It's one of those ones could go either way, though it is the margin game, Troy. I've picked a margin of 6. Have you done a margin yet?
I've only done a margin of 4.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I feel like I always do minimum of 6 in the margin. I don't know. I feel like it's too... Because if somebody wins by 20 points, if your margin's 2, I don't want to go backwards 18. It just feels too much for me.
It is too much.
But I've gone right.
I think it's going to be a tight game. And then on Sunday, we've got the Eels versus the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I really couldn't decide. I had to close my eyes and just pick one. I know, I went Eels. What'd you go?
I've gone Eels too.
Yeah, bit of a bottom of the table clash, but I'll tip the Eels. They're the favourites.
Yep, Eels to win. Bulldogs aren't doing that well, although Bulldogs are a 1 point ahead of the Eels on the ladder. So based on that, they potentially could win, but I think the Eels are too strong, especially at home.
Yeah, Eels have got a few players back this week, Junior Paulo, Walker Blake, and the Bulldogs have got a few of their players out, Josh Adokar, a few of the big players. I don't know, I'm just going Eels. We'll see how it goes.
Sounds good.
That's our attitude.
And Kale, my friend, what's coming up on the program tomorrow night? The big show, Friday Night Live.
The The big show as usual, big quiz for the big show. You'll be on for some reason, which we can find out tomorrow night. we talk about different things.
We do.
On our show, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, it just depends how we're feeling that night, but could be weird news, could be serious news, could be, I don't know, maybe you can do a quiz one week, Troy. But there's all the usual segments and more tomorrow night from 7.
Thank you very much, Cal.
Bye-bye.
Never miss a beat. Follow The Troy Murphy Show Facebook page. Search The Troy Murphy Show.
You know, it's just occurred to me that we haven't done any pondering on the show tonight, so let's jam-pack a few ponders in before the end of the show. Ponder this. People who sleep with hours-long relaxing background music really put a lot of blind trust into the creators, having not added a horrific scream into the middle of it. Ponder that as we ponder this. There are people who are clever because they never make mistakes, and others who are also clever because they've made lots of mistakes. And finally, ponder this. Zoos are simply life sentence prisons for creatures that have committed no crime. Ponder that.
The Troy Murphy Show, driving you home Thursday nights from 6 p.m.
And before we wrap the show up for this week, a quick look at the breaking news happening across the Sutherland Shire. A family from the Shire have been praised for their bravery after rescuing two men from drowning in a boating incident at Point Perpendicular in Jervis Bay. Melissa and Daniel Welch, along with their three children, were on their boat when they came across an overturned boat of men. The Welch family quickly sprang into action to rescue the men, and although it was a harrowing experience, they were able to pull the men to safety and provide them with medical attention. The two men were shaken but unharmed, and the Welch family's heroic act has been lauded by many in the community. Also in local news, Sutherland Shire Council is planning to create 27 new children's playgrounds, upgrade 4 existing ones, relocate 10, and consolidate 20 others. The plan is based on projected demographics of the population in 2036 and prioritises its plan based on demand, equipment condition, and available land. The plan aims to create a child-friendly environment that caters to the projected increase in the child population of the Shire, whilst considering available resources and demand. The Infrastructure Committee has also recommended the plan for adoption with an amendment to strengthen the consultation process with key stakeholders and the community. The Sharks League Club has announced a delay in the opening of its new premise until 2024 due to unexpected construction costs and procurement delays. The fit-out cost has risen to between $28.5 million to $30 million, and construction delays were caused by unforeseen issues, including roof and facade replacements. The project's cost overruns were also contributed to by cost escalations across the industry. The Sharks CEO reassured members that the current club at Kurrila would continue to be an ideal home away from home for its members. And finally, in local news, Sutherland Shire Independent Councillor Leanne Farmer has been censured by the council for breaching the council's code of conduct on a social media post. An independent investigation found that Farmer conducted herself in a manner likely to bring the council and other council officials into disrepute, which is contrary to the council's social media policy. The matter has been referred to the Office of Local Government for possible further action. Now, despite the investigation, Farmer said she will continue to represent the community, local businesses, and the people she represents. And that's what's happening in Sutherland Shire local news.
And it's all over, just like that.
And that's that's it. The Troy Murphy Show done and dusted for another week. Thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week from 6 p.m. for another edition of The Troy Murphy Show. If you missed any part of the show and want to listen back, head to the 2SSR.com.au website, find the program guide, click on The Troy Murphy Show, and listen back at your convenience. Coming up next, the encore broadcast of The Convo. Until next week, bye for now.